This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Brandon Bauer on the line from the Lighthouse, and they've recently joined us again and as partners. And Brandon, I'm excited that we'll get to be talking more about what the Lighthouse does. So welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back on Mission Network News.
And we are so glad to have you. And Brandon, today we're talking about addiction as a heart issue. And I guess to start us off, could you explain us why you say that it's a heart issue? Because I've heard a lot about how it's more of a chemical dependence. So how does it connect to the heart?
Yeah, so if we get a bird's eye view of scripture, we will see that all of scripture talks about how man in their fallen state pursues idolatry, that we pursue sin to bring satisfaction into our lives, rather than relying on God. You know, we saw it as far back as the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. They disobeyed God because it looked pleasurable to their eyes. And so if we apply scripture to things like addiction, we see that addiction is an outflow of a selfish heart rather than just a chemical addiction. Yeah, we're not denying that there's chemical aspects to those things, but if we want to get to the root of addiction behavior, we have to go back to scripture. We've got to look at how the heart, is affected by sin, and then ultimately, what do we do about that? And you know, scripture gives us that basis of that's why Jesus came to die for us, to redeem us, to restore us, and to build that relationship with us.
And so, what does this look like in real life when you're talking about addiction has a hold of your heart? What does that then look like in a life?
Yeah, so it's really hard sometimes. I believe that the world, there's this indoctrination, and I use that word very carefully, of our community. Addiction's a disease. You can't get help. You're going to be an addict all your life. It's all of these discussions that lead people to go, wow. I'm going to be an addict forever, and there's nothing I can do about it. And so trying to unweave some of that stuff, trying to talk from a biblical perspective is so important. And there's a lot of resistance at first. But as people start to see their sinfulness before a holy God, they start to see that maybe what they've been taught about things is different. Addiction from a biblical perspective is just misplaced worship. We're worshiping the creation rather than the creator. We're seeking pleasure through drugs and alcohol and other addictive behaviors rather than finding our comfort and identity in Jesus Christ.
So what happens as people start to adopt that biblical view of sin rather than a cultural view?
We take almost everyone that comes into the Lighthouse right to Proverbs 4:23. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And we just start talking about how do we guard you from temptation? How do we guard you from the cares of this world, the bad influences, the bad peer pressure, all of those things. And the house is a residential addiction program. So the men that we're serving come live with us, and there's a 30-day space where they are with us. They're not leaving, they're not working, they're not talking on the phone. It's them and God and their heart issues around addiction. And we talk about repentance and worshiping God and setting aside and putting off the old patterns of behavior and putting on new patterns. All of those are scriptural priorities that we're starting to teach them. And it's a hard thing, but everywhere you turn, when you're with the Lighthouse, you hear those things, whether it's in class or in morning devotions, or even around the dinner table, we're talking about how to realign our hearts with Christ, how to reject the idols of this world, and how to find true freedom in Jesus Christ.
So, if someone is hearing this and maybe they have a loved one who struggles with addiction, or maybe they themselves struggle with it, what are and they resonate with what you're saying, what are their next steps?
Yeah, so we would love to talk to anyone who's interested in learning more about how to help someone overcome addiction from a biblical perspective. So if they go to our website, lhfw.org, they can connect with us, they can send us a message, or they can call our office number, 260-255-6413. If for some reason we don't answer, we'll get back with them within 48 hours, and just be able to walk with them, listen to them, and guide them in a direction. Plus, we take men from all over the United States, and we want them to find healing and help here at the Lighthouse. So if you have someone that wants a residential program, that is what we do. On our website is an application, and that's how you get the ball rolling. And it's, we don't take insurance. It's a $200 intake fee, and if you can't pay that $200, we've got donors that are going to help cover some of those things. It's really about helping people reconnect with Jesus and realign their hearts to Christ. So we want to help. If you can't make it to Indiana, it doesn't mean we won't help. We'll find you some help where you're at, or we'll talk about other ways that you can find freedom from addiction or from other life-altering struggles.
Perfect. All right, that wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, right back at
It's
you. And
good to
I'll
be back. It really
yeah.
is.